Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs released from the featured year of 1962. Well, coming up, we'll hear from the Contours, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, the Marvelettes, Martha and the Vandellas, the Supremes, and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, the Contours' greatest song, a song called Do You Love Me? Well, this proved to be their biggest hit, and it wasn't supposed to be for them. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, had written the song as a vehicle for the Temptations' Paul Williams. But when the boss was ready to cut, the temps were at King Solomon's Church, watching gospel legends, the Dixie Hummingbirds. Well, Otis Redding, one of the Contours, recalled that no one thought to look for us there. Well, the Contours' Joe Billingslew remembers what happened next. Motown stayed open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he says. We stopped by the studio, coming from a record hop, and Berry Gordy was down there banging on the piano. Berry said, you guys seen the temps? But we hadn't, and he kept on playing. Well, as we got ready to leave, he said, come on, can you guys do this song? Well, here is Do You Love Me, right here on Motown.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Had a heart, so you came up to me. Tom Fallon.
Memory with Marvin Gaye, that was Stubborn Kind of Fellow, and that reached number 48 in the featured year of 1962. Before that, Mary Wells had a number 9 song with You Beat Me to the Punch, and we started with the Contours' greatest song, Do You Love Me, a number 3 song from 1962, and a number 9 song from 1988, where it made a rebound after the featured movie Dirty Dancing. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs released in the featured year of 1962 for this entire hour. Well, coming up, a number 49th song from the Marvelettes, Strange I Know. Well, Strange I Know was the Marvelettes' first ballad A-side. It was a bit of a departure for Gladys Horden, the lead singer of the Marvelettes, who proved as captivating on slower material as she was on the up-tempo songs. The richly chorded guitar intro is simply gorgeous. And here is the Marvelettes, right here on Motown Memories.
Bye.
Motom at MotomMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotomMemories@yahoo.com.
I've got to say goodbye.
I've got to say goodbye.
Supremes, with a song that only made it up to number 90, Let Me Go the Right Way. The Supremes were continuing to be known as the no-hit Supremes at this time in 1962 on the Motown label. Well, before that, Martha and the Vandellas' first release song did not chart, but it was called I'll Have to Let Her Go. Before that, Mary Wells had a number 7 song with Two Lovers, and we started with the Marvelettes, Strange I Know, a number 49 song from 1962. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and let's continue in featuring songs from 1962. Well, coming up, a miracle song that reached number 8, a song that almost never got released and listened to on the radio, a song called You Really Got a Hold on Me. Every now and then, radio stations will tell you what's a hit. Well, Motown went for the up-tempo track, the A-side of the 45, called Happy Landing. But the disc jockeys flipped the record over to the B-side and went for the now classic ballad you're about to hear. Well, Smokey Robinson was inspired by Sam Cooke to write it. Smokey Robinson recalled that I was in New York taking care of some business for Barry for the company with another publisher. I wanted to write something like Bring It On Home to Me, but I was in my hotel room with nothing to do. And so that's what I did. You Really Got a Hold on Me. Well, here is that great classic song right here on Motown Memories.
Hey!
Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.